This measure, which allows technology and public policy to finally meet in the right space, could potentially mean almost $7 million a year in new money for the Philadelphia School District. Utilizing those dollars, we can drive a very aggressive program around getting every student at grade level reading, which is extremely important, help out with our graduation rates and things of that nature. Without the work of Senator Wayne Fontana, who started all of this off in terms of trying to put some regulation and some order to the Uber, Lyft industry, we wouldn't be here at this moment. His initial effort, his initial legislation, put the whole piece together and allowed us to move from there. The school kids in Philadelphia owe a whole lot to Senator Fontana for thinking through the idea, thinking through the concept, and having the courage and the initiative to drive it forward. It begins the process of creating some regulatory framework for how that industry can operate. We're hearing concerns from folks about how the system works, some concerns about discrimination issues, some other concerns, and now we have a framework to get into that to solve those problems. Both caucuses, Democrat and Republican, both sides of the building, House and Senate, working together. There's a lot of folks had a lot of different ideas about what should be in this legislation, what should be in this law, and have come out with, I think, a good product, which is the foundation for creating the framework, but also how we need to go forward with respect to looking at this industry. It's important. It's a good day. You cannot escape the technology. The technology is there. It's on your smartphone. It's ready to be utilized. And you cannot escape innovation. The issue is embracing innovation and working through any issues or problems. We now have a framework to work through those issues or concerns. It is a very popular 21st century technology.